All right. What are you writing?
I'll show you when I'm finished.
I'm finished? Hurry up.
Okay. So what ideas did you have to help people?
Well, 怎么样能够帮助人呢？我想我可以做饭给没有办法负担这个餐费的学生。
I can make lunches for students that can't afford food.
That's a good one. What did you write?
Well, I'm not finished yet.
I saw you write at least 3 things already.
Well, they're not very good. Let me write some more.
Let's see. What?This is just a list of things you want to eat for dinner.
I'm hungry.
Well, you'll just have to wait. It's time to read our article and find out how we can help other people.
Okay.
A change in you, a change for others. A stranger doesn't have any money.And asks for your help. What would you do? Sadly, most of us don't do anything. However, Josh Coombs wants to change that. Josh's job is to cut people's hair. Once in New York, he saw someone cut hair for the homeless. This inspired him. Back home in London, he started a plan. #Do something for nothing. After work, Josh cuts hair for the homeless. He believes a simple act can cheer people up. It's easy to give money, but doing something is different. Josh doesn't want anything back. He just wants to set an example and hopes more people join in. Ask for. Ask for. We can't find the restaurant. Let's ask for directions. We can't find the restaurant. Let's ask for directions. Job. Job. Tyler found a job as a waiter. Tyler found a job as a waiter.Simple. Simple. My grandfather lives a very simple life. He doesn't even have a cell phone. My grandfather lives a very simple life. He doesn't even have a cell phone. Hope. 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 Hoped. Hoped.I hope the weather will be nice tomorrow. I hope the weather will be nice tomorrow.
So today's article starts by saying, a stranger doesn't have any money and asks for your help.
今天文章一开始呢，提到如果有一位没有半毛钱的陌生人跟你求助，你会怎么做？
Now, ask for is 2 words. The first one is spelled A-S-K, and the second is spelled F-O-R, ask for. Now, let's learn a little bit more about them.
All right, so we're looking at the words ask for. When you ask for something, you tell someone that you want them to give you something. Let's use it in an example sentence. We could say, we can't find the restaurant. Let's ask for directions. Let's say it one more time. We can't find the restaurant. Let's ask for directions.
Ask, 询问。例句提到呢，我们找不到那间餐厅，我们去问路吧。So ask for something, 寻求、请求某事物。Ask for help, 寻求协助。Ask for directions,
询问方向也就是问路的意思。
Now, I never ask anybody for directions because I'm very good with directions.
Really?
I am.
I'm really bad at it.
Okay, well, next time you can ask me.
Okay.
Well, next the article says, what would you do? It's a question, what would you do if someone asked you for money?
Yeah, so what would you do? 你会怎么做呢, Aaron, when a stranger asks money from you?
Well, if I have some coins, some small pieces of money,
yeah.
I would usually give them a few coins. Now, one time, someone asked me for money for food, so I bought him dinner.What about you, Elsie?
Wow, that was really nice of you.
Mm-hmm.
你把钱给了一位陌生人让他买食物吃。You know what? Usually, I would walk away.
Oh, no.
I know.
That's quite normal. That's
yeah.
That's what happens a lot. Now, the article says, sadly, most of us don't do anything.
令人难过的是呢，大多数的我们不做任何的事 ,just like me.
Well, that's okay. You can always change that.
Okay.
Now, let's find out about someone who does help. The article says, however, Josh Coombs wants to change that.
Oh, 然而呢，有一位名叫 Josh Coombs 的这个人呢，他想改变这样的状况。
Okay, Josh Coombs sounds like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Let's find out how he does this.
Mm-hmm.
The article says, Josh's job is to cut people's hair.
Ooh, so Josh 的职业呢是位理发师。So we can call him a barber if he only cuts men's hair.
Right.
Barber 理发师专剪男性的头发。Or we can call him a hairdresser or a hairstylist, 发型设计师。那就男女的头发都包办了。
Okay, now Josh cuts hair for his job. What's a job? Let's find out a little bit more. Now the word job is spelled J-O-B, job, and it's a noun.
All right, so job is a noun. Now a job is work that you do to earn money or to make money. In an example sentence, we could say, Tyler found a job as a waiter.Let's say that one more time. Tyler found a job as a waiter.
I have a job. I write a lot of stories for my job.
And my job is teaching English. Job 就是职业的意思啦。例句提到了呢， Tyler 找到了一个服务生的工作。
All right, then the article tells us, once in New York, he saw someone cut hair for the homeless.
原来啊，有一次呢，他在纽约看到有人在为无家可归的人剪头发。Homeless 就是一个形容词，代表无家可归的。那如果我们看到前面加了一个 the 加上形容词，就是某一类的人，所以 the homeless 就是无家可归的人喽，等于 homeless people。
Now in Canada there are a lot of homeless people, but what about Taiwan?
I think we have a lot of homeless people too, actually, especially in some rural
areas,
right?
Yeah. Okay. Now, what a nice thing that Josh is doing. He's cutting hair for the homeless, or he saw someone cutting hair for the homeless.
Yeah.
Now, something special when Josh saw this, the article says...This inspired him.
文章接下来提到呢，这样的景象激励鼓舞了他。
Now, I love this word, inspire. Now, inspire is a verb, and it means that something makes you want to do something or create something.
Inspire, 激励鼓舞。如果你被激励被鼓舞的话呢，你可能就会有去达成你愿望的一个动机。
All right.I usually get inspired when I listen to classical music.
Oh, Aaron, for the 音乐鼓舞。
I listen to that when I work because it helps me write.
Oh, yes, you got some inspiration.
Right.
你会得到一些灵感。
Now, let's get back to the article. It says, Josh was inspired to help the homeless. The article says, back home in London, he started a plan. Hashtag do something for nothing.
回到伦敦的家之后呢，他开始一项计划 ,#hashtag do something for nothing.
Now, hashtag do something for nothing. That hashtag makes his plan easy to use on Instagram. That way, more people will know about it.
Hashtag 就是有一段呢
由井字号引出来的文字，这段文字可以简单的表示一段讯息、一篇文章或是一个行动、计划的主题。
Okay, so what does Josh do? Let's find out. The article says, after work, Josh cuts hair for the homeless.
原来啊，下班之后 Josh 帮无家可归的人剪头发。
Alright, so he's not doing it in New York, he's doing it at home. So
yes,
that means there's someone in New YorkAnd in London, cutting hair. Now, the article says he believes a simple act can cheer people up.
他相信呢，一项简单的行动可以使人们快乐。
Now, I think it's great that Josh wants to make people happy. The article uses the adjective simple, though, which is spelled S-I-M-P-L-E, simple. Let's take a look at what simple means.
So we're looking at the adjective simple, which means not special or unusual. For example, we could say, my grandfather lives a very simple life. He doesn't even have a cell phone. Let's say that one more time. My grandfather lives a very simple life. He doesn't even have a cell phone.
例如提到呢，我的祖父过着简单的生活，他甚至没有手机。
Alright, next the article tells us, it's easy to give money, but doing something is different.
给钱简单，但为别人做一件事情呢，却是完全不同的。这边呢，我们看到 it 是一个虚主词，代替 to 后面接出来做的事情。文章中的 it 代替就是 to give money 这件事。To give money is easy.我们进到 Match Box 学习更多关于 it 虚主词的用法。
Magic box, 找亮点。
It is impossible to work with you. 跟你在一起工作真的很难呢。再见。真是气死我嘞！武藏那个讨厌鬼跟妙妙，又害我没抓到皮卡丘啦。我真的很不想再看到他们嘞。啊？你说我是谁啊？既然你诚心诚意的发问了。我就大发慈悲的告诉你，跳过武藏的台词，可爱又迷人的反派角色小次郎就是我啦。开头说的例句 ，It is impossible to work with you. It is impossible to work with you. 跟你一起工作是不可能的任务。这边要跟大家分享的是虚主词的用法。虚主词顾名思义，就跟传说级神奇宝贝一样，虚幻缥缈，但却非常常见哦。什么时候会用到呢？首先，先介绍英文里面有不定词或动名词当主词的用法。例如 ，To catch Pokemon abroad is my dream， 到国外抓宝啊是我的梦想。或是 Working with you is impossible， 跟前面的意思一样，这句就是把 Working with you 和你工作这件事情当做主词，形容它是一件不可能的任务。注意，当我们使用 VING 或 To V 当主词的时候。我们的动词都是使用第三人称单数哦，也就是 is。 那回到虚主词 it， 当我们使用虚主词的时候，重点就不是和你工作这件事，而是放在不可能上面。 To work with you 又臭又长，对不对？那我们就把它放到后面，前面用 it 来代替，因为呢它只是个替身，所以就是虚幻的虚主词。 It is impossible to work with you. It is good to work alone.啊，我好享受自己工作的感觉啊。 It is good to work alone. 自己工作是真的主词， It 虚主词来代替它。 It is good 这件事情很好啊，虚主词就是这样使用的哦。话说回来啊，现在天气也蛮冷的。 It is dangerous for me to stay outside. It is dangerous for me to stay outside. 冰天雪地之中我待在外面真的是很危险的事情耶。对谁来说，我们就在中间加上 for， 再加上谁。例如，对我来说就是 for me 啦。哎，你们要去哪里啊？在继续抓宝之前，我们要先来一下总复习，好不好 ？It 当作虚主词的用法，就是 it 加上形容词，后面再接上不定词。注意到哦，后面这个动词啊，才是真正的主词。整个句子就表示做这个动作很怎样，让谁觉得如何。我们记得在句子里面插入 for 谁哦。例如啊， It is sad for me to be here alone. 我独自在这边真的是太悲伤了啦，我还是赶快去找五藏和妙妙好了，好讨厌的感觉啊。
Now here's the best part of the article. It tells us Josh doesn't want anything back.
Josh 不求任何的回报。
Now he doesn't want money or food or anything for his help. He just wants to give these haircuts for free.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's one more thing. The article says he just wants to set an example and hopes more people join in.
他只想呢树立典范，并且希望更多的人能够加入。To set 设立、example 典范范例。To set an example 设立树立典范。
Now we see that Josh hopes more people join in. The verb hope is spelled H-O-P-E, hope. What does it mean though? Let's check it out.
So we're looking at the verb hope. When you hope for something, you want something to be true or hope that it happens. You want something to happen. For example, I hope the weather will be nice tomorrow. Let's say that one more time. I hope the weather will be nice tomorrow.
Hope, 希望。例句提到呢，我希望明天天气会很好。那另外我们在文章中呢，还看到 to join in, 也就是参加、加入某个活动的意思。
Mm-hmm. Now we've learned all about one way to help people, but we don't have any more time for today's article. So let's finish up with a review.
Wait for it. It's review time.
All right, so we're in our review time today, and today we're going to play charades.
Ooh, so Erin, you are going to act out the word, and I'm going to guess it.
Yes, that's
okay.
Right.
Okay, so Erin, 大家做动作，我要猜字咯，同学们可以跟着我一起猜。
All right, now this is one of the words from our word power today, So I hope you remember.
I hope so.
Okay.
You are trying to ask for something?
That's right!
Ask for!
Alright, so our word was ask for. I want Elsie to give me something.
Okay, did you get it right?
I hope so. Alright, now I'm thinking of another word.
Okay.
Now this word's a little bit harder. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
You want to sleep?
No, I'm not tired.
All right. So, oh, you're praying. So you are hoping something to happen.
That's right.
Hope.
I hope that something will happen. I hope that I get to eat soon. I'm so hungry.
Me too.
All right. We've got one more.
One more?
Okay. One more.This one's not a word power word, though. It's just one of the words we talked about.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
You got some ideas
from
somebody, right?
That's right.
So, it must be a person that inspires you.
Elsie is so good at
inspiring.
This game.
Right?
Okay,
cool.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for our charades today. Why don't you guys try to play the game, too? But for now, that's it. A Plus English. I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
A change in you, a change for others. A stranger doesn't have any money and asks for your help. What would you do?Sadly, most of us don't do anything. However, Josh Coombs wants to change that. Josh's job is to cut people's hair. Once in New York, he saw someone cut hair for the homeless. This inspired him. Back home in London, he started a plan. Hashtag, do something for nothing. After work,Josh cuts hair for the homeless. He believes a simple act can cheer people up. It's easy to give money, but doing something is different. Josh doesn't want anything back. He just wants to set an example and hopes more people join in.
Ask for. Ask for. We can't find the restaurant. Let's ask for directions. We can't find the restaurant. Let's ask for directions. Job. Job. Tyler found a job as a waiter. Tyler found a job as a waiter. Simple. Simple. My grandfather lives a very simple life. He doesn't even have a cell phone. My grandfather lives a very simple life. He doesn't even have a cell phone. Hope. Hope. Hope, hoped, hoped. I hope the weather will be nice tomorrow. I hope the weather will be nice tomorrow.